From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Today, a court case begins for two 18-year-old Canadian men. They were allegedly involved in the 2011 rape of a 17-year-old girl from Nova Scotia who later committed suicide. Her death came after photos of her alleged rape were posted online by her attackers and shared widely. This is an extreme case of what law enforcement has called cyberbullying. Meanwhile, the reaction to this terrible story has pushed the government in Nova Scotia to enact a new and far-reaching law targeting cyberbullies. But while crimes like rape and assault are specific, cyberbullying can be hard to define. And the so-called Cyber Safety Act focuses on the bad behaviors of minors. Shaheen Sharif is an associate professor in the education department at McGill University.
There's another complexity, and that is that often we're finding that perpetrators of cyberbullying and this kind of behavior
also victims.
Victims, and they're responding. So it might actually be victims who may be arrested, as well as that devices can be stolen, they can be hacked into, there can be identity theft, and so the wrong kids might be convicted.
How can we fix this? What would you suggest?
I've been studying this issue for 10 years. We must keep in mind that it is adults who also model this behavior. On television, on reality shows, even comedy can be quite abusive and discriminatory sometimes, and sexist and homophobic. So what we really need to work on are societal attitudes, for one thing. And we have to make sure that we're not always blaming the kids. Child pornography laws are being applied to charge kids and in this case. But there's a very big difference between actual child pornography as adults commit it and these kinds of postings by young people who don't quite often realize, you know, what they're doing. So it's a blurred line there. And so we need to look at different ways of addressing this.
Dr. Shaheen Sharif is an associate professor in the Faculty of Education at McGill University. Dr. Sharif, thank you.
You're welcome.